Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, Dr. Bob Bowman, 3 degrees in nuclear physics, will be joining us to cover the incredible developments with the admission that now the Fukushima disaster is as bad as Chernobyl. We had an expert guest on 3 weeks ago breaking that down like Dr. Busby. He'll be joining us for 30 minutes in the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up for the next 20 minutes, but humor me. We don't normally screen calls, but you have to self-screen yourself. I only want to get your take on Chicago school districts and other school districts saying no sack lunches allowed. No sack lunches allowed. Your parents cannot be trusted to pack your lunches. They actually say that in the newspaper. They actually say the school basically owns your children. And on top of that, this new TSA video of a six-year-old and other scared children saying, "Mommy, I don't want them to touch me." You can hear that in the background with other kids getting real scared. It's so painful to watch. And they're just shutting down our transportation. I want to get your view on this new video. And then they say, "Now, little girl, I'm going to lead you away for the drug test." And again, the TSA are experimental brainwashing centers now rolling out on the streets. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Then we're going to have open phones specifically on the radiation in the U.S., the radiation from Fukushima, the ongoing cover-up that they're now having to admit they were involved in a cover-up. That's coming up with Dr. Bob Bowman. And then, of course, Dr. Christopher Busby. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But I specifically want your take on what's happening with our school children. The public school system was developed and set up in Europe, in the United States, with the express view, and we've covered this ad nauseum with the former head of policy, Department of Education, and her book that has all their internal documents. It's designed to make the children unthinking, regurgitating creatures who are basically spies of the state, just like what China does. And it's to destroy intelligence and to destroy creativity and curiosity. And that's why the numbers go down, down, down. You know, when the bankers bankrupt the economy and they make record bonuses and consolidate power, it's going well. They're not failing. That's their plan. When they bankrupt the system, they want us to be servile. When the cancer rates go up and the fertility level drops, that's why they put the radioactive isotopes in the drinking water. And you're so brain damaged and I'm so brain damaged, we can't even get upset about it now. Cops listening right now are like, "Well, at least I got a uniform and I'm on a power trip. I don't care if they're killing me. You know, this Alex Jones is a kook. Hey, you won't even look up the fact that I lay out all the documents. You're on a power trip." Just like some low-level bureaucrat. You ever seen a McDonald's manager or somebody on a power trip with their employees? It's the same thing. The system can find mindless control freaks. And if you're a good cop or a good teacher, well, you just don't get advanced. This is a very dangerous system. So when we come back, I'm going to take calls on the situation with the schools and the grope downs that are going on at the airports. And I want to hear from you on all of those fronts. I also just want to remind listeners that this transmission is listener supported by supporting our local sponsors on local AM and FMs, by sponsoring our local AM and FMs, by supporting the national sponsors, by supporting the online video bookstore shopping cart, by purchasing t-shirts, books, videos. You not only meet like-minded people with the t-shirts and ball caps, but with the films, you raise your awareness. With the books, you raise your awareness. Knowledge is power. Then you can give the books to people. You can make copies of my films, air them on Access TV. I want you to. It's having a huge effect. But remember that our success is governed by you spreading the word about the broadcast, by you getting the books, the videos, the t-shirts, because that financially supports us and what we're doing. And we have a special when you get Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, with Jesse Ventura, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. You can get one of my films, a $19.95 value, absolutely free when you get the two books together, and they're both discounted as well. So Infowars.com. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv to see the live video streams, the archives of all the past shows, the higher quality podcast, and the video archive of this show daily. PrisonPlanet.tv. Justin, Jordan, Sean, and others, you're 3 minutes away. Stay with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars program, is going to join us to cover the incredible developments. They're now admitting what we told you 3 weeks ago, Fukushima, as bad as Chernobyl. Dr. Busby is going to be joining us. He said 3 weeks ago it was worse than Chernobyl then, the ongoing cover-up and increased radiation levels here in the U.S. with the feds raising the safe level of radiation in a statistical clear manipulation. Part of this culture of lies, but I want to take a round of calls right now. I want to get to everybody, so let's be quick because I want to hear from everyone about the fact that once we learned this was happening in Chicago, we did some searches and found out in other parts of the country, they send letters home with the parents saying what you're allowed to put in their lunch. You know, you will put a fruit, you will put a vegetable, you will put this type of sandwich in. And now other school districts are just saying no lunches allowed, period. You must buy it from the company store, from the government. Many schools, you got a thumbprint biometrically. I mean, just total control. We now also have a new TSA video of a six-year-old girl and other children begging to not be searched in the background, saying, I'm scared, I don't want to be searched. And then they say, come with me, little girl, after sticking their hand down her pants and groping her all over between her legs. They lead her over for a, quote, drug test. She's wearing a little tight shirt and little pants, six-year-old, clearly nothing hidden. Guilty until proven innocent, being trained how to be a slave. We're taking calls on this incredible conditioning that's going on and how these children and adults are being inducted into total slavery. Drudge headline, TSA still groping children. Again, we posted the article yesterday. Drudge is carrying it today. So glad Drudge is in the fight against these monsters. Justin in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to point out that you guys have mentioned this before, but the inevitability of gradualism. I mean, they just pick away and pick away. And I mean, I noticed last year I went to a Christmas function at my son's school here in Missouri, and they wouldn't mention the word Christmas. It was a holiday festive event.
No, they're taking our words away. They're telling people they can get in trouble for what they say. They're totally rewriting our culture.
And it's just, to me, it's just another illustration of how asleep Americans still are. I mean, they're coming right into your home, right into your family now, and I just don't know what it's going to take.
The Houston police chief has proposed again cameras in citizens' homes in England. Oh. With 24,000 or 22,000 families, when a new baby's born, they put cameras in the house preemptively and then take them away if you do anything wrong.
And I hear a lot of people, when you talk about this, you just brought this to my mind about the camera thing. It's a little off subject, but I happen to work for a repossession company, and I drive a car around that has digital recognition software and cameras on it. And so people laugh all the time when you talk about that, but it does exist.
Yeah, so you have the software package that's been out for about 15 years that's hooked into most of the highway cameras, but the slaves aren't told, that picks up license plates. That way you can go around looking for cars that are on the list.
530 miles an hour, that's right. It'll pick them up, boop, 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 boop. And it's just, you know, but don't people just don't need to believe that this is only for that. I mean, they have it for facial recognition. They have it for everything you can think of.
They now have an iPhone app that you can just walk around on the street videoing people, and it'll pop up their names and who they are.
Yeah, you were talking about that with the tattoo guy. I think it was last week.
Yeah, that's just a tattoo. Now they have apps that actually scan faces, but the question is, where'd they get the database? The database is from the DMV. It's self-federalized.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. Even if you're not up for repossession, 6 months from now you are, well, I've already got hits on where you are, you know, from my historical hits.
And it builds a database. Tell folks, how much did that software camera package cost?
It's around $14.5 in total with the server and the cameras.
Yeah, that's what I saw. About 10 years ago, it was over $100,000. Then it was $20,000. Last number I saw was about $15,000 for the package. I can buy the package.
Yeah, anybody can. Anybody can. And then, you know, but like I said, that's not really, what I do with it isn't really, you know, going to cause any trouble. But the point is, the software can be used for other things.
Well, let me expand on that. I've got a friend who's out of the system, is a Christian, believes it's the whole mark of the beast, and it clearly is. Even if you don't believe in the devil, it might as well be the devil running it. That's the intent. It's pure evil. He got sick of it. And he got sick of the fact that the illegal aliens, the APD, have these cars. They don't really tell the slaves that, but a lot of their cars have it now. He just slapped Mexican plates on, and he's like God now. Doesn't get pulled over. Gets totally left alone. And they literally just fall down and worship him because he's got Mexican plates.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's because you can't buck the system, and that's not what they want it used for. They want it used for us.
Well, exactly. I mean, you get your car stolen, the cops won't even come out. And I've seen these cop shows where they're driving around with it. Oh, that's a stolen car. That's a stolen car. And they let the violent offenders go, but then keep the nonviolent. Justin, great point. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. It's just beyond insane. They're paying thousands of Austinites to have a satellite tracker box in their car. The feds are, just where I live. It's all over the country. And they get an insurance discount, and the feds pay them, I think it's $600 a year, last time I saw the numbers, to put the satellite tracker in. And the Department of Transportation admits that they plan to have this in all cars soon. And you tell a yuppie this, and they just laugh at you. Hey, there's uranium in your tap water. They add it. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, those cameras are face scanning you. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, they put steroids in vaccines. Ha, 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 ha. They got ground troops getting ready to go into Libya. Ha, 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 ha. Let's talk to Jordan in Texas. Jordan, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? Good to talk to you finally. I was going to say, you brought up the whole homeschooling thing, and of course, it just hit me. You know, I was homeschooled, and I went to public school up to about sixth grade, and, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit that I didn't graduate high school, but none of my friends that did graduate high school, and some of them which are in the military, know nothing about Hitler, concentration camps, Constitution, JFK, none of it. And they're all like 20, 21, 23, none of them. And of course, I'm, you know, last grade I was in was, I'm, you know, about sixth or seventh, and yet I know plenty of about it. So it just shows you where our country's going when our military doesn't even teach the men about the Constitution, because my friends don't even know anything about that.
Well, anyone that puts their child in public school needs to have their head examined. And I understand the way the economy is, and they already take your property tax to pay for it. A lot of people don't have the money to put them in private school or homeschool them. But, I mean, I can't believe that I was in public school. I mean, it was fighting, sex, total peer pressure. It was hellish. I mean, I was having a good time, but in hindsight, I mean, all that TV culture, all that corruption, it is just there in those schools. And you learn how to love Nike tennis shoes and how to try to dress cool, and everybody's trying to compete with each other to be more adult. And you don't get your parents' values, you get the system's values, and look at America falling apart.
Well, that's all they care about. They care about what you look like, what your, if you've got tattoos, or what your color your hair is. They care more about that than what you're learning, and they don't teach you anything anyway. My friends don't know anything, and yet, of course, like I said, nothing about the Constitution, nothing about history, and it really just upsets me and, frankly, just pisses me off.
Well, Jordan, I appreciate your call, but, you know, statistically, almost every international spelling bee champion, geography bee champion, they're always homeschoolers. And big Fortune 100 headhunt homeschoolers because they can think on their own, and they hire them and put them through college. So the system knows what they're doing. Sean in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex, you know, you were talking about the police state and being guilty until proven innocent. I'm out here in Suffolk County in New York, and we're seeing a record number of parents committing suicide, murder suicides, and it's based upon they're losing their children left and right. CPS, ACS, family court, they're more or less just taking their children and making them fight and try to gain it later on.
Well, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'll hear an alert on the radio locally. A child was kidnapped today. A child was kidnapped today. And then I'll go look up the news, and they won't even tell you until the next day that it was the father and the mother, and that CPS says that they might be abusing him, and these aren't real courts. There's not due process, and the parents run, and they put it on the news. There's been a kidnapping. And then, meanwhile, you're 5 times more likely, the Department of Justice even admits, to be abused in government hands than any other place. The government is the greater of any evil. And they've set it up where they have no liability. Remember a few years ago I played that news clip out of Arkansas where in 1 week two kids in one town died in foster care, and the head of the CPS went on the air and said, children will die. That's just the way it is. Children will die. In fact, I searched the video on YouTube. CPS head says, children will die. And he's like, children will die. But yes, I see these reports of the suicides increasing, society falling apart as they turn the resources off, as it's impossible for people to make it. And the system just loves it. It's working well.
I definitely appreciate you taking the time to hear it. You know, the one thing that people don't realize is that all of these officials and people doing this, they all have judicial immunity and there's no accountability. So basically, you're on your own, and if you try to go get help, senators, congressmen, nobody really cares. And nobody.
The Supreme Court just ruled that prosecutors are allowed to frame you, know you're innocent, and lie to put you in prison. They are openly saying, we are pure evil. We are pure evil. And now you can't make your child a lunch. You're not allowed, slave. They are destroying everything. Of course they are. I mean, they told us it's good to kill 51 million babies in America since 73. I mean, it's just the government is pure evil. And people better grow up and realize that. We're in great danger.
Well, thanks, Alex. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And folks, this isn't just some I want to bash government. We better relearn what the Founding Fathers said. We better rediscover history and what happens to societies. Do you understand the globalists want a depression while they tell you everything's great? They want to destroy society while denying it's happening so they can continue to basically rape and rob us and get away with it. I mean, this is not a joke. They're openly merging Canada and Mexico with the U.S. right now publicly. It's in major newspapers that, oh, we're going to have foreign troops in America to suppress Americans. Just incredible things are happening on a daily basis that are just off the charts because the average American only cares about baseball, football, getting drunk. Well, you're going to get hurt really bad. People better decide what side they're on and learn to recognize evil.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't...
Okay, this is a short segment, but for the rest of the hour, Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest. After he leaves us, we'll continue with some more calls. And we have Dr. Busby joining us, a chemical physicist, one of the top advisors over in England on radiation hazards and poisoning. Dr. Busby said here over 3 weeks ago that he believed it was already worse than Chernobyl, that multiple containment facilities had been breached, was the intel he had, because he has a lot of people in the International Atomic Energy Agency as contacts. And since then, that's been confirmed. The New York Times confirmed that fuel rods, when number three blew up, stored on top, were shot over a mile away. The Japanese just buried them with bulldozers. 7.5 million safe times radiation, plutonium, uranium going into the ocean, still off-gassing, more earthquakes. They say complete meltdowns could happen. One reactor's had a 70% meltdown and oozed out of a crack in the breached wall. And now the Japanese are saying this is from a scale of 1 to 7. It's a 7, as bad as it gets, on par with Chernobyl. And that's with the ongoing cover-up, with the governor of the prefecture of Fukushima saying there's a cover-up and people going to the hospital with radiation sickness. So I'm just setting the table here. We'll go through these questions with Dr. Bob Bowman. Also, the EPA is quietly raising safe radiation levels from between 1,000 to 25,000, depending on what isotope it is, and 17 states are reporting 300 times safe levels of radioactive iodine and other radioactive isotopes. So we're going to be going over all of that with Dr. Bob Bowman. Dr. Bob Bowman, of course, has the website thepatriots.us. He, of course, flew 101 combat missions in Vietnam. Bombing missions. He, of course, was the former head of the Star Wars weapons program, and he has 3 degrees in nuclear physics and aeronautics. Doesn't need any real introduction past the fact that he's also awarded the Society of American Military Engineers, ROTC Medal of Merit. It just goes on and on. Of course, has Air Medal with 5 Oak Leaf Clusters, Meritorious Service Medal. But the big issue is that he's a nuclear physicist and headed up the secret Star Wars program. Doctor, good to have you here. I know we tried to err on the safe side a month ago, but looks like this thing is an ongoing crisis.
Yes, Alex. It's pretty much what I predicted at that time. I said that it looked like it was going to be worse than Chernobyl, and it is, and I think it has been for weeks. This level 5 for the last several weeks has been plain ridiculous.
They've been saying level 5 for 3 weeks. Now they admit a cover-up and 7.5 million normal levels. And that itself, they're reporting, is probably a cover-up. Russia Today has got detectors out there and saying they're just pegged off the chart. What does this look like to you?
Well, it looks to me like the people in a large area of Japan are in serious trouble. And the Japanese government had better admit that, warn the people, evacuate them, help them move whatever from inside their houses is not contaminated already. Clean up the people from the radiation on their skin and let them start a new life considerably west-southwest, probably, of the radiation area.
Now, what about, and I want to go over some of these numbers, 17 states are reporting, first it was 181 times safe levels in the water in Berkeley. Now they're reporting in milk 300 times, and they're listing the different isotopes, radioactive nickel, cesium, cesium. I mean, what do you think of the EPA saying they're going to raise what they say the safe levels are?
Well, first the question is, are these people saying it's 300 times the safe level or 300 times the normal level?
The news is saying both, so technically fill us in.
Well, there's a huge difference because the safe level is probably 100,000 times the normal level that we're exposed to just because we're living here in the United States, where the normal level we get from all sources is about 1.5 times.
Stay there. We got a break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, is our guest. You got interrupted by the break. Sorry about that. Reporting here from the EPA's own website. They are reporting that they are going to raise the new standards nearly 1,000-fold for exposure to strontium-90, 3,000 to 100,000-fold height for exposure to iodine-131, and almost 25,000 rise for exposure to radioactive nickel-63, and they are reporting 300 times higher levels is all they say. They don't say normal or safe. They just say higher levels. In 17 states that have done the test, and the feds aren't even releasing numbers. These are universities and state groups from Washington to California, from Pennsylvania to New York, from Alabama to Ohio. You were explaining there that the U.S. already has a certain radiation level background. Please continue.
Yeah, the background radiation in the United States is about 1.5 times the average in the rest of the world. It's twice what it is in Australia. And that radiation is about 3 millisieverts a year in the United States. Now, the threshold for known carcinogenic effects, in other words, giving you cancer, is about 100 millisieverts a year. For radiation sickness, the threshold is much higher than that. It's about 1 to 3 sieverts a year, so 1,000 to 3,000 millisieverts a year to start getting. No, I'm sorry, that's in one day. So the yearly dose would have to be, 360 times that. So about 1,000 sieverts a year rate is what gives you instant radiation sickness. So there's so many different thresholds, you sort of have to understand them. The bottom line is that we have to be careful here in the United States about the food supply, particularly about anything that comes from Japan. It could be in our fish. It could get into the food chain in the United States because of fallout on the grass, which is eaten by cows and other animals. That is a form of radiation that got into the food supply in Europe after Chernobyl. But, of course, those areas of Europe, Finland and whatnot, were much closer to Chernobyl than we are to Fukushima. So there'll be a lot less of that here in the United States. There will be some fallout, and there will be some people in the United States getting cancer. You won't be able to tell which cancers came from this radiation and which are from some other source, unless there's a particular kind of cancer. And unfortunately, there's not a particular kind of cancer that identifies itself and says, aha, that's by golly, from radioactive fallout. You can get all sorts of different cancers, including the same kind of cancers that you get from your normal exposure. And by the way, smokers get some 30,000 times as much radiation as someone who lives next door to a nuclear power plant. So
explain that, because there's isotopes in the tobacco.
There are radioactive isotopes in just about everything, including in the human body. You actually get a certain dose from sleeping next to another person. You get a small dose from eating a banana. When you add up all the normal things, including the background radiation, the radiation from the soil, from the sky, and all the rest of it, then you get your normal total background radiation, which a normal person gets, which is about 3 millisieverts per year. And so that's what's considered sort of normal. And these figures that are coming out that say 300 times normal, my guess is that they're talking about 300 times that number, which is still considerably less than a smoker gets, or and orders of magnitude too small to give anyone radiation sickness. You see, these cancers that you get can come with a fairly small dose. And the cancer rate in this country will increase imperceptibly, probably. You probably won't see it show up in the statistics, but there will probably be a few thousand unlucky people who just happen to breathe in a piece of radioactive plutonium that fell out of the jet stream, and they happen to breathe it into their lungs, and it gets stuck there, and it causes cancer.
Yeah, so to explain, you have the general background, but that's what Dr. Christopher Busby has said as well, but then there's the actual particles that just add to the overall background. But if you were to inhale one of those that's many times more radioactive than just the background, and then it sits there in your lungs, that's what's really going to get you. And we've got him coming on for 30 minutes in the next hour, Dr. Busby, who reportedly was the advisor to the BBC and others, who's an expert specifically on radiation poisoning. He says that the general low levels that they already say are safe and no big deal, he's saying even those reduced levels, that they're lying by what they say is safe. And so now as they say, well, we're raising the level, but that's still safe, he's saying that itself is a deception. He says that the radiation is contributing to the sperm count dropping and to infertility.
Absolutely. There is no really safe level. Radiation, even just the background radiation that we all get every day, if it gets you in the right place, it can cause cancer. And because of that, there's really no safe level. And but on the other hand, the level for getting radiation sickness is so much higher that nobody in this country needs to worry about that unless you get a fish right out of the waters off Fukushima and you eat it and get a massive dose inside your body.
So we're not talking about a fast kill. We're talking about just adding to the overall morbidity numbers of the population, Dr. Bowman.
Absolutely. And we've already had some of that from Chernobyl because the effects of Chernobyl went around the world. The radiation levels increased here in the United States. We could detect that. They're going to be higher this time from Fukushima, considerably higher, but not enough to make anyone sick, but certainly enough that there will be a lot of people get cancer and never know that it came from radiation.
Okay, let's expand on that. Why does Australia have half the background radiation that the United States does? Is that because of all the nuclear above-ground testing that went on?
There may be some of that. But I think after a period of time, the mixing of the atmosphere is such that the fallout from that is now pretty evenly spread. But there's no question that the fallout from atmospheric testing and from Chernobyl fell out into the Earth and the grass of the northern hemisphere a lot more than it did the southern hemisphere.
So Chernobyl's the main issue. And within a month, it had circled the globe, according to detectors, in 1986. What do you think of Ann Coulter's statement, but on the right, but also on the left, the big one-worlder George Monbiot for the London Guardian saying he now is for nuclear power because of the disaster, a very bizarre Orwellian statement. She said the Japanese ought to be thankful that this radiation will now make sure, quote, that they don't get cancer, which is an asinine statement. Obviously, they can use neutron beam and other things to fry a certain cancer, then that damages surrounding tissue once you have a cancer because it kills the cells. But this is a general damaging of the DNA and the cells. So I guess I'm answering the question for you. But why do you think they're making these bizarre statements about how the Japanese should be thankful?
Well, Ann Coulter, I think, is just plain ridiculous. I've thought that for a long time, and these latest statements about little radiation is good for you is just another confirmation of how off the wall she is, along with a lot of other people out there.
But why? I mean, they can't be that stupid. Is this just a throwing it in our face?
No, I really think it's you know, taking a little bit of misinformation and misconstruing it. And I really think it is stupidity. I really don't see any reason why a person who knows better would say something like that, have anything to gain from it whatsoever.
It is discrediting. ABC News is reporting that the Simi Valley nuclear meltdown still impacts lives. That happened in 59. They kept it secret for decades, and they say that's the second biggest nuclear disaster after Chernobyl. I guess soon it's going to be eclipsed now by Fukushima, but they kept that secret. That was the first operational power-based, power-supplying reactor, they say, in the U.S., and I know you've worked all over the U.S. in the Star Wars program. This really is a segue into the politics of this and the nuclear industry basically getting behind a program of putting a psychological salve on this, whitewashing it, telling us everything's fine. What do you think should come out of this Fukushima disaster, A, but B, what do you think is going to come out of it?
Well, what should come out of it is that, you know, we can't just shut down all the nuclear power plants because, you know, we're pregnant on nuclear electricity and we've got to live with it for now. But we ought to shut down one nuclear power plant at a time and replace it with a modern nuclear power plant that is much safer, like a thorium molten salt reactor. There are designs of reactors that are self-quenching. You don't have to have an emergency water supply. The stuff will go out on its own.
But it shows that the system, we have 23 of these Mark I plutonium GE yeah. reactors that are close to 40 years old, just like Japan. They have no intention of shutting them down. And then we can't spend any of the money to build these because everything's got to go to banker bailouts.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, if we had somebody in the government with some guts, they'd say, okay, we shut down this one. I'd pick Indian Point first because it's so close to New York City. Shut it down, one reactor vessel at a time, replace it with a modern one that can give us the power safer and cheaper and with less waste coming out of it and all of that. And then go to the next one, maybe San Onofre or Diablo Canyon. And one at a time, replace these things, and then the ones along the New Madrid Fault in the middle of the country. And this would create jobs, which we need in a recession. You know, everybody is talking about you got to cut spending. Well, that's exactly the wrong thing to do in a recession or a depression. The government has to spend money to...
His Skype video from Florida just froze. We're going to get him back on. My issue is if they have $37 billion, $40 billion, they're arguing about what the real numbers are, and it turns out it was highway building projects. That's the last thing you cut. But we've got the trillions and trillions a month that are going to the offshore secret banks. You know, give them the trillions and the Republicans, oh, don't touch the bankers' trillions. Obama, don't touch the bankers' trillions in derivatives we're having to pay for that we don't owe. Let's kick people off food stamps. In an imploding economy, all that's going to create is civil unrest. And Dr. Bowman, do you agree that they're scapegoating people that are the poorest Americans and claiming they're the reason we're having economic problems when it doesn't even enter the equation?
Absolutely. You bet. And what should happen again is abolish the Federal Reserve. Audit all the big banks, and those who are insolvent should be nationalized, and then they can loan money at very low interest rates and get the economy working again. The Rothschilds, the global banking empires, that's as much a reason why we're in these stupid wars as the oil because the countries we're going after, Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and Venezuela, all those countries that we label as enemies, are countries that do not belong to the global federal bank system. They're not dependent on the Rothschilds and the IMF and the World Bank. They have their own money, their own bank, and they can thumb their nose. I mean, that's what Gaddafi was doing. He used his own money to do enormous public works programs, bringing water from aquifers under the desert to the cities, making the desert bloom. Huge projects, not ever borrowing a dime from the global bankers. And, of course, the global bankers don't like that.
And the first thing they did once they took over the East was set up a new central bank and oil company, and they've got Al-Qaeda as the good guys now. And if you don't like Al-Qaeda, you're un-American. But I know Dr. Bob Bowman, then I guess you're un-American because I know you don't like Al-Qaeda. We'll talk about Al-Qaeda when we come back with Dr. Bob Bowman on the other side. ThePatriots.us is his website. Our website's Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things as personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry. Only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Dr. Bob Bowman, nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars program, is our guest for another 5 minutes. Then in the next 5 minutes, I'll get to some of these callers that have been holding. Then Dr. Busby's on for about 30 minutes. Then I'll continue with calls and other news on the economy. Dr. Bob Bowman, we tell people, the history of Al-Qaeda being globalist created, being used against the Serbs, the Russians before that, Now the commander of the rebels is admittedly al-Qaeda and was held in a black site and I guess re-educated and then admits he sent al-Qaeda fighters to Iraq to kill U.S. troops. And they just openly say, yeah, the core of these people is al-Qaeda. And you talk about economics. Every country that doesn't allow a globalist central bank like Serbia, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, the point is they don't want any independent, sovereign nations out there. And what's your view dealing with 9/11 and that inside job as a military man, as an American patriot, and the fact that they think we're so stupid now that they're admitting Anwar al-Awlaki, the number one operative commander under bin Laden, is secretly hanging out at the Pentagon. It comes out in AP, Fox News. Nobody gets in trouble. I mean, this is getting more and more naked, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We have been doing for decades anything that needed doing in order to uphold American empire. And it's really sort of almost a American British empire. There are, for a while, we were their junior partner, and now they're our junior partner. But it's all for empire. And we kick out independent leaders around the world and install puppet dictators who will sell out their own people for our multinational corporations. And it happens again and again and again, and we keep doing it. And most of these independent dictators, if you will, at one time were CIA employees. Most of them got their position with the help of the CIA. And then after they got strong enough, then they started becoming independent and thumbing their nose at what their American bosses wanted them to do. And one after another, whether it's Mossad or Noriega or
Saddam,
Barak or Saddam, he was put in power by the CIA. One after another, then we have to go fight them and fight them, and they're using weapons that we gave them or sold them, and we're fighting fighters that we trained, the CIA trained. The whole thing is ridiculous, and what we need to do is end the empire and use our armed forces to protect our borders and our people, period. Not the global financial interests of multinational corporations and banks.
Well, those same multinationals don't care about America. In fact, they're destroying our republic as well. I mean, it'd be one thing to be immoral and go along with this empire if we were getting part of the spoils. That would still be wrong. But we're paying for it and getting none of it, and they're turning us into a police state.
Absolutely. We aren't getting the benefit financially. That's going to the global banksters and the multinational corporations that don't pay us any taxes anyway. We're losing out all the way around. Monetarily, we're losing out with the lives of our sons and daughters being used as cannon fodder in their corporate wars of aggression. And we're losing our constitutional rights. The American people are getting screwed all the way around by both the Republican and Democratic parties who are owned by these global money interests.
Dr. Bob Bowman, we're out of time. ThePatriots.us, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again in the near future. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.